Who comes? Oh, so you've returned to your human. And so soon, too. I see you've already spotted me. Even in a place this dark. Good to know that you're starting to grow accustomed to my dim home. Greetings, human. Am I wrong to assume that you couldn't sift through a week without thinking about the pretty spider heiress living in the mountains? Oh dear, I only tease. You will have to get used to it if you wish to keep me company, I'm afraid. Yes, you heard right. Dear. I call those who I treasure as dear. You don't have a problem with me calling you this, will you? Then that's how I'll address you from now on, darling. Don't get too comfortable with my more lenient side. I'm an heiress, and one that is most dignified by how she was raised all her life. That being said, I suppose I can let myself grow less formal if it makes you come here more often. Call it what you want, but I suppose I am warming up to you, even if I've only known you for a short while many nights ago. Now then, what brings you here, human? Curious. So you've come back from your home to simply visit me again? I'm aware you're an adventurer of sorts, at least from your description of this cave explorer hobby, but I don't see why you'd return here. Well, I can see why you don't need a reason to come here. Still, it would be preferable if you had one. Call it worrying, but it is just a precaution. I don't know much about this world, and it's better to be safe and sure than not. Ah, well. Come here, human. Oh, I truly miss you. Despite my harsh tongue. The only companion I have in this world. I wish not to lose you. Now then, it seems I've forgotten to hunt for more food on this night. And I can't leave you here on your lonesome. It appears I will have to wait until next nightfall to collect more food. Curious. What's that smell on you? Human, did you? Is that food you brought over? Some meat? Oh gods, that is meat. Would you mind if I partake in some, human? Thank you. I don't wish to consume any more berries and plant matter. As much as I enjoy meat, it is quite rare in these parts. I have to live off of plant matter and anything that is considered an edible fruit. Even worse when I have to hunt for my food at night, seeing as your people sometimes frequent the forest. Pay no mind to it. It's a conversation I'd like to discuss another day. So aside from that, are we going to eat now? You plan on cooking it? Darling, if you couldn't tell, we are inside a large cavern. A cavern lined with ice and rock. A campfire here would not only produce fumes, but the heat will quickly melt the ice and destabilize the rock above. Are you sure this is a wise idea? No campfire. Then how will you cook the meat? As far as I'm aware, your people don't wield any magic whatsoever, let alone flame magic. Hmm? that device with you? I don't follow. What is that thing, and why do you call it a hot plate? A miniature furnace, you say? Fascinating. And how would it cook slabs of meat? You need to prepare it, then. Very well. Prepare the meat, and I'll observe from close by to see how this magic box cooks our dinner. In a way, you are a temporary royal chef. Serve your future monarch well and with great haste. I do love it when you play along. Now, show me how well you cook. That was a fine meal. For a human chef, your cooking is quite satisfactory. Maybe I wasn't wrong in calling you a royal chef. Think nothing of it. That meal was filling, far better than the greenery or even the raw meat scavenged in these lands. Perhaps that's why I could stomach it. I only tease, human. Gods, you are easy to fluster. Maybe that's why I've grown so attached to you. A great anchor. My anchor in the midst of this unrelenting storm. Perhaps that's why I haven't yet delved into madness. Gods, that would not bode well for either of us. Well, it also helps that you are rather cute for a human. My human. Huh? Apologies. No, there's nothing wrong. I assure you, I'm fine. Persistent, then. All right, I suppose I can't keep my secret any longer. I've been secreting pheromones long before you arrived here. Having been without the company of another, my body saw fit to release my pheromones into this cavern to attract mates. The same one you are in. Yes, I have needs to attend to. I just need something... someone? May I... Gods, I wanted that. But I'm compelled to continue. Human. Apologies. I didn't mean to bring this on so sudden. You reciprocated. Do you know what you're getting into? What kind of being I am, and the monster some may look at me as? Very well then. I suppose. I suppose you are fit enough to aid in the needs of an heiress. Though you are a commoner, tonight you are my prince. My chosen to breed me and make me theirs. Or in this instance, make you mine. Lay down for me. Much better. Mm-hmm. It is about time I rid this longing. Now stay still, darling. Stay still, and let lust extinguish our burning needs. Your tongue feels different from mine. Small but coarse. Yet I wish to sink into you more. Oh? What troubles you so? If it's pregnancy that worries you, then fear not, little human. I'm not able to create offspring unless I deem the time is right and fertilize my eggs. Your seed won't reach them. Meaning we can be as rough as we want. So don't fret. I am in no need of producing an heir. Yet, at least. For tonight, let me take you. Claim you, even. And mark you as mine. Already so hard, human? My! It's almost like your body is acting on its own and wishes to give me what I want. I want to know what you hide from me, darling. Your phallus. It looks quite different from my kind, yet I somehow feel drawn to it. Before I go further, I need you to stay still. I wish to coil you all over in my silk. Don't fret now. I do not wish to eat you. I just wish to wrap you in my binds until you are nearly a cocoon. Think of it as a precaution for what is to come. Thank you. Now that I have you all bound up, with only your head and cock out, and below me. Let me resume. Yes, this will do nicely. I felt you shiver. Was it my cool touch on your warm cock? Or the smooth chitin on my palm? Yes, the entirety of my hand is made of smooth, yet soft chitin. It's the softest part of me, believe it or not. Do you enjoy this delicate hand stroking your eager cock? That's what I love to hear, darling. But as much as I love to stroke you, I wonder how a human's nethers taste. Oh, your cock will do nicely. Very nicely. Don't worry now, darling. I may have fangs, but I will take great care of your cock. Now hold still and let me have a taste. Yes. My slick saliva will do as lubricant. Perfect for what is to come. Hush now. Let me relish in my lust for a moment longer. I can feel myself grow warm. I can't get enough of this marvelous cock. Your musk smells hypnotic. I can't take hold of my urges any longer. I need you. Now. Why do I straddle you now, you say? Well, I need to prepare my mate for what is to come. Now hold still for me, darling. This may hurt for only a moment. Ha! There we are. Now don't fret, human. I didn't poison you with anything. In fact, it is something to help you. Think of this as a gift from me. A vampire? No. I wasn't trying to procure your blood. In fact, I was injecting a special chemical in my fangs. A chemical to let you feel as lustful as I. That's it. Let my special venom course through your bloodstream. You will need it for the love I will give you. You guessed correctly. It is a natural aphrodisiac, only made when my kind desires to mate. I do hope you enjoy it. I can feel your cock throb between my legs. You're quite eager to get things started, aren't you? Then let's not waste any time now. I want you. I need you, my human. And I'll take... what I desire. Hells, it's been too long. I needed this cock inside me. Are you enjoying yourself too, darling? Does it feel mind-numbing? Plunge deep inside an arachne woman, milking you with her warmth. All while under the influence of an aphrodisiac? I know you love it. I know you especially love me on top of you. Oh! Thrusting into me as well. Then I hope you prepare yourself in catching up. Ugh. This feeling, this need. Gods, I've missed it. This lust. To hell with formalities. I must claim you. I did warn you to prepare to catch up. I am very territorial and needy with what I want. And what I want is you. Let me take you. Let me fuck you in this thick cock and bring you to release. I felt you twitch, human. Your release is near. Gods, I'm getting close myself. I need your seed. You're there? Then come. Fill me with your viral seed, human. Come for me, human. Bury yourself in me and fill me with your ivory warmth. Gods, yes, fill me. Excellent, human. You felt much more fulfilling than my previous lovers back home. Much better. I mean it too. Unless I have to keep you as mine to prove that point. Even like this, you're too easy to tease. Why haven't I gotten myself off? Oh, you think we're done here? That is adorable. I know you still have more in you. Easy, dear. There's no need for you to resume. Save your strength, and let your monarch-to-be do all the work. That's it. Be a dear, and let me drain you dry. Oh, sensitive down there, are we? All the better to milk you of your warm seed. Relax into my bosom, darling. Let lust course through your body as I ride your filling cock. That's it. Rest between my breasts. Because from here on out, my feral nature is calling to me. And it urges me to claim you. Oh God, you feel great. Even as cum still churns inside me, I still need more. More of you. Your cock twitches, but I know you need more too. After all, I need it. Oh, fuck. This cock. More. More of your seed, darling. I care not if you're close again. Give me what I want and pump me full of your cum. Oh, that's it. Give in to me. Breed me and make me whole. You've done well, mate. My urges are sated. Quelled, if you must. Only someone I consider a lover could bring me so much satisfaction. I hope I haven't drained you too much. You wish to stay with me? While the idea sounds tempting, I will need some time to consider that option. Maybe relocate so that I could live in a habitat suited for a human. But we will have to wait on that. Right now, you will need to rest and head back home once you've awakened. This night has reached its end. Now rest, dear. You'll need your strength again come the morning and trek back into your home. Rest into me in my web and let slumber take you. Sleep well, human.